Hey everybody, welcome back to Social Media Secrets. This is Rachel Peterson, of course. And today I'm going to talk to you about a major revelation that I had that applies to anyone who is in entrepreneurship. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm so excited to be back today. So one of the things that I have really discovered over this journey is a problem that I see with a lot of people who are chasing success and what they believe success is all about. And for most entrepreneurs who are just getting started, it kind of seems like everybody's just chasing money. Have you ever felt that way? It's something I see happening a lot. People are just chasing the almighty dollar. But here's the thing. I want to share a different perspective. Chasing money will kill you. And what I mean by that is not just physically, but that too. When you focus on chasing money as an entrepreneur, and that's your only goal in your business, you're going to find that you're going to make decisions that you don't align with. So for example, you might find yourself pulling all-nighter after all-nighter after all-nighter, even when your business is starting to succeed, or choosing your work over your family. And so this is something I see come up a lot. But I want to propose something totally different, and it's a different definition of success. It kind of has two phases. So are you guys ready for it? I think you're ready for it. Let's dive on in. So the first phase of success is the process of getting yourself to a place where you don't have to worry about the demands of bringing in money, right? Money's great. Money's awesome. It's not a bad thing. But the pursuit of money and money alone isn't enough. So the first phase is getting yourself to a place where you're able to afford the freedom of choice. So date nights become more fun because now you have some budget to work with. You're able to maybe get that house you wanted. You're able to finance putting your kids into sports. So that's not a bad thing. But if you stop at this phase, you have literally missed the whole purpose of success and of entrepreneurship. There's a whole second phase that you have to dive on into. Because the thing about the first phase, it's great. It's awesome. It's wonderful. When you get to a place where financially your family is taken care of, you know that you don't have to worry. That's a wonderful thing. And don't get me wrong, that is an absolutely essential part of the process. And in fact, I see a lot of companies going wrong in that they skip to phase two first. I'll explain why that is also detrimental to your business and to everything that is in your life. So the second phase is a little bit different, but before we dive into what the second phase is, I want to imagine that you're on a plane and the captain of the plane comes on the overhead and he says, I have to let you guys know we're going to make an emergency landing. We might crash. This could be crazy. And the oxygen masks drop from the overhead compartment. Now, the first thing that the flight attendants are going to tell you is to put your own oxygen mask on first. That is like phase one. You are first and foremost making sure that you are able to handle whatever comes next, which is phase two. So that's an important step in the process, and you have to achieve this phase first. You have to put your own oxygen mask on first. But if that plane were to crash, and you were the only survivor of the plane because no one else was able to get their own oxygen masks on, maybe they couldn't understand the flight attendant, maybe they were too young to support themselves, maybe they just weren't in a state of understanding what the directions were. If you were the only one who survived the plane crash, that would be absolutely devastating. So yes, you'd walk away from the plane crash and be like, this is great. You know, I survived. I took care of myself. Wonderful. But you would leave with so much guilt, right? Like, that wouldn't be okay. You have to go into phase two in order to experience true success and fulfillment. So the second phase is helping others to locate and put on their oxygen masks. Because like I said, if you're the only one that survives the plane crash, and yeah, life can sometimes be like a plane crash a little bit, but you're the one who has access to the directions and the ability to change the trajectory of the plane, of life. So the second phase is about looking around you and seeing who else needs an oxygen mask put on. If you just simply put on your oxygen mask and you find success and you're, you know, cash flowing a ton and you're finding the money and you're like, this is awesome, that's great. It's not enough. True fulfillment comes from then looking around and seeing who else you can say, hey, I've got a solution. I know where the oxygen mask is and I can support you in this process. That is truly where you are going to find the most happiness and fulfillment and everything wonderful that happens in life. And you're not going to walk away from the plane crash being like, wow, that's a bummer. I'm the only one who made it out okay. So you absolutely need to then graduate into that next step. Now, the reason that I see a lot of companies, for example, nonprofits and charities struggling is because they miss the crucial step of phase one. Oftentimes, nonprofits and charities rely on simply donations, and the reality is they're struggling to even keep their doors open. What they need to do is first and foremost make sure that they're able to generate cash, that they're able to sustain themselves so that they can go into phase two and help others without stressing about their own oxygen mask. So those are the two phases that I want you to recognize are absolutely essential, because chasing cash is going to destroy you. Ultimately, it's going to kill you from the inside out. So I hope this was really helpful. I will see you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Sure.